a wonderful feast we celebrate today, especially in Poland and in the different shrines throughout the world, including there are three in the United States, the principal one being in Doylestown, Pennsylvania, which I have also visited. This is a very great feast, and it is a great feast here because 22 years ago, the Blessed Mother brought from darkness light, from horror joy. And of course, at that time, there was all kinds of stuff going on from the devil. And we are very happy that evening that the church was literally packed. Not like today. We have some people here, but it's not packed. But things fade, and that's just the way it is. But we are so happy that you are here to celebrate this wonderful feast. The image of Our Lady of Częstochowa, this little icon that we have here in front of us in the pulpit, according to tradition, was painted by the evangelist St. Luke on a cedar table from the Holy House of the Holy Family in Nazareth. And of course, it was handed down through the ages, of course, many revolutions and persecutions from the Romans and the Muslims and everybody you can imagine, the Tartars, the Russians, and so forth, afflicted the situation in that area. And so the Blessed Mother's icon was taken to Constantinople eventually, because that city too also was persecuted by its enemies. And I guess that is a sign of God's love for us if we are persecuted, if we have to suffer for Christ. And so it was given to a Polish prince and Stanislaus, I believe. And then all of a sudden, he had it in his castle in Eastern Europe, in Eastern Poland. And the Tartars were invading all the time. The chapel, of course, there was no air conditioning. Thank God we have it. And an arrow went through the window of the chapel, and it struck the Blessed Mother. And so the Duke, who was regarded like a king, was in the Holy Roman Empire, decided to take the image, the blessed image, which had such a history and was so miraculous, to the western part of Poland. So it was carried with great devotion and honor on his carriage. And then they left. The image, they traveled and traveled until the western part, almost the border of Poland and Germany. And there, they decided to stop for the night. And they saw that there was a small monastery on a hill right next to them. And the hill, which also gives the name to this feast, is the hill of Jasna Gora, the hill of the Holy Light, because things happened there. It was already a blessed place being prepared by God for his mother. It was a monastery of the Pauline hermits, of St. Paul the Hermit, and they still are there to this day. They wear a beautiful white habit, similar to the Dominican habit. And they were very overjoyed to receive the king with this icon about which they had already heard. And so they made room for her in the chapel, and the king stayed for a couple of nights and had their wonderful food. And of course, I've been there, and I remember having the best kielbasa ever in the world there with the monks in their monastery every morning when I was there, and being able to celebrate the Mass in Latin in front of the holy icon. And so this happened after this miraculous event here for this parish and for myself, for our enemies who were trying to destroy us in every way that they could. And so the Blessed Mother saved us and refreshed us and allowed us to continue. And of course I promised, which I kept, I don't make promises that I cannot keep, that I would visit Our Lady at Yasna Gora. And of course I have been there many times, not just once, and have brought icons and holy cards and so forth, which have spread around the place to different people. But today is her feast in Poland. In the meantime, many popes, beginning in 1717, Pope Clement, have crowned the Blessed Mother, and she has many crowns now. Even St. John Paul II and Benedict sent crowns to her, and I understand even Francis sent new crowns to her, one more splendid than the other, filled with jewels and pearls and all kinds of other wonderful jewels. And the Blessed Mother is crowned, and every so often the crown is changed. The icon was so famous, it became basically the national shrine of Poland. And in the meantime, Napoleon and others who hated the church tried to suppress it. But the more they tried to suppress it, the more people went there. Hitler in World War II forbade anybody to go there. And the more he forbade it, the more they went. And in fact, to the millions, to the shrine of Yasna Gora, to Our Lady of Częstochowa. And so today, we honor her, she who blessed us and who redeemed us from the enemy. You need to pray to her always and be close to her. In addition, of course, the Blessed Mother is venerated under the title of the Church. The chapel where she is, and the beautiful new basilica that was built next to it, which a picture of which I included in the bulletin, which is dedicated to the Assumption of the Blessed Mother into heaven, body and soul. And so it is the feast of the Our Lady of the Assumption of Częstochowa. And we have the Mass of the Assumption on this day as we celebrate the victory of Mary. And we look back all the way to the Old Testament to the prophecies of the Blessed Mother. And we see from the book of Judith that she was not afraid to save her people from their enemies. In particular, the king Holofernes, a pagan, who wanted to destroy all the Jews. She came in the middle of the night and took his own sword and cut off his head. The Blessed Mother is not a pacifist. That's a wonderful thing, because we need to go to war. And so we are at war. And today, in our own lives, she's at war with Satan. Today is a plenary indulgence day here in this shrine. And so if you follow the prescriptions of the law, you can receive a plenary indulgence on this day of the feast of Our Lady of the Assumption of Częstochowa. She's called the Black Madonna because she's gotten dark from the lamp black of the many oil lamps and candles for centuries. And then, of course, the two slashes on her face. This was done by the Hussites, Protestant heretics, who came and took over the monastery and tore everything they could up, and they took her image and threw it on the ground. It actually broke in two. And then one of the Lutherans who came in took his sword and cut two slashes on her face. And he was about to do a third slash when all of a sudden he dropped dead. Don't mess with the Mother of God. So we ask her protection and her assistance in all our necessities and all our difficulties as we give thanks to her once again for the miracles that she has wrought among us here in this parish and shrine of Our Lady of Fatima. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.